This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A deal to fund the government through the end of this fiscal year will see a lot of attention Friday and likely swift passage first to the U.S. House. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries told reporters he expects a big majority of Democrats to vote in favor of the bill. Most Republicans are expected to back the legislation as well. New York's attorney general is ready to seize some of Donald Trump's properties if he doesn't come up with a large amount of bond money. USA's Laura Winters.
New York Attorney General Letitia James taking the first step towards seizing some of Donald Trump's assets if he can't meet Monday's deadline to post his $464 million bond in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County, New York.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. Is Apple a monopoly? The U.S. Justice Department thinks so. USA's John Schaefer.
According to Attorney General Merrick Garland, Apple has monopolized the smartphone market.
Apple has maintained monopoly power in the smartphone market, not simply by staying ahead of the competition on the merits.
He announced in a briefing Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple. Apple contends that the lawsuit is misguided on both factual and legal grounds.
For the first time in 2 years, life expectancy in the U.S. has gone up. According to a CDC report released Thursday, the life expectancy in 2022 was 77 and a half years. U.S. life expectancy still is not as high as it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
An independent investigation by officials in Major League Baseball will be coming as the league's highest paid player is being linked to suspects in a federal gambling probe. LA Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani's interpreters facing accusations of stealing millions of Ohtani's money and spending it with an illegal bookmaker, but many questions remain.
I think they will look into everything, the bets outside of baseball, the bookmaking operation by this Orange County guy, and then how was Ohtani involved?
Villanova sports law professor Andrew Brandt, a spokesperson for Ohtani, originally told ESPN the funds were knowingly transferred to help cover a gambling debt. But later, a lawyer said Ohtani was instead the victim of being ripped off. Despite surging mortgage rates, home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February. The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline attributed to soaring mortgage rates. No charges will be filed in regards to a fight that occurred one day before the death of an Oklahoma teenager, 16-year-old Nex Benedict, who had complained to parents and school staff about being bullied, was involved in a fist fight at Owosso High School in Oklahoma and was found dead the next day. Officials have ruled Benedict's death a suicide. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And typical of our Congress late last night, in order to avert a government shutdown, God forbid we should shut down this government. We're already bankrupt, but we haven't got the memo. And they continue to spend money like drunken sailors. No offense to drunken sailors. I mean, they're really getting insulted these days to be compared to Congress the way that's, the level of irresponsibility on behalf of the American people. Is this the way, really, this is the way you want to be represented? For them to continue to spend money like this? But there's probably 30-40% of the country that relies on this kind of inefficiency. I mean, they're just riding this horse until it dies. But let me tell you, this horse is going to die on the track that it is and in the direction it's running. Eventually, it's going to come to a hard stop and fall over dead. And the 30 or 40% of those that have been riding that horse are going to be shocked and thinking, what the heck happened? This should never have happened. It should, because it's always been this way, it just should just continue. You just keep, printing money. You're like that joke of a person that says, I can't be out of funds at the bank because I still have checks. I mean, this is the kind of insanity that we're living under. We've got to face up to reality. And I imagine, I get it. For the rest of us who, try to live our lives responsibly, and are dealing with the economy as we're dealing, Bidenomics and this mess that we've had to deal with for 3.5 years, because the Democratic Party, which now has proudly made the pronouncement, as Dr. John Zemerek said earlier, is that, they're proud to be cheaters. It's okay to cheat in an election. I mean, this is just an acceptable form of government, is that cheating is okay. What is wrong with us? This is unbelievable. John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com, investigative reporter and political commentator, is with us now. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but, upset, really, with the reality of where we are. I mean, it's us against them, John. This is what this all comes down to. I mean, you've been reporting about this, whether it was the pandemic and all that. This was all a manifestation of the root cause of the problem. And the power mongers, the control freaks of our government who have, all the levers. They've got all the levers right now, and they're orchestrating this incredible, painful mess that we're involved in. And, some of us want to believe that there's still hope for this constitutional republic. Well, if there is hope, then people need to understand, the clear delineation here. That and it's sad to think that here we are in America But we're so divided. It really is. It's a clear dividing line. And what it comes down to, John, sadly, is that we're no longer the United States. We're the ununited states of America. And it's us against them within this country. I mean, we've been saying this for a long time. You and I have talked about it, about, the potential for revolution. And here we are. I mean, all the makings of a domestic revolution are right here. And it's scaring the holy what have you out of the left because they don't know what to do. They can't take away our guns fast enough. But they've got other ways to get us to comply, don't they?
That's right. The COVID pandemic, whatever you want to call it, some people like to put an L after the P and call it a plandemic, was the greatest assault on our liberties and on the liberties that the Constitution grants us. Greatest attack on American citizens at large. And that's even if you take the mainstream view of what happened during COVID, the lockdowns. Nobody denies there were lockdowns. No one denies there were forced vaccinations. Nobody denies the health toll, the deaths, the injuries, not just from the virus, but from the vaccine and all the fallout that we're going to be experiencing for years and generations to come because of the entire COVID phenomenon. Greatest assault on our liberties. The hope that we have is that people act and that we learn from what happened and we don't forget what they did to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we can prepare for that is to understand what happened, to understand what's happening now, and to look forward to see, could they do this again? Could they do another assault on our liberties? And Bill, I'm going to break something here on your show that has not been talked about, that's inside this spending bill that gives us a look forward as to what might be happening in the future. Could there be another pandemic? Now, let me give you 3 points. First, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, so the U.S. government, has been, according to their own documents, this is mainstream, they've been performing gain-of-function research, just like they did on the COVID virus, on the bird flu virus, specifically the H5N1 strain. So the U.S. government's doing gain-of-function on bird flu. The USDA is also developing a vaccine for bird flu, and that's under the USDA. So the USDA is making the bird flu virus more deadly and more contagious while simultaneously making a vaccine for that very same bird flu, H5N1. That's number one, Bill. Here's number two. Bird flu, right now, H5N1, is all over the news. They've been finding it in Antarctica. They've been finding it in South America. They've been finding it in Africa, all over Europe, everywhere they're finding bird flu. At least that's what they're telling us. If you look at news this morning, you'll see Associated Press headlines like bird flu is decimating sea colonies. Scientists don't know how to stop it. Another one from CBS News, Western Minnesota goat test positive for bird flu. First case in its kind in U.S. history. Right. First case recorded this year of avian flu in Berks County. So there, it's in France. You'll see that in headlines this morning. So it's bird flu is taking off in the news, and the news is pushing bird flu just like they were pushing bird flu just before COVID in 2019. If you do a Google search and search bird flu and look for bird flu before December of 2019 when it came out, you'll see they were talking about COVID. The third thing now, Bill, is that in this spending bill, it allocates over a quarter of $1 billion for a future influenza pandemic. And guess what the bird flu is? It's influenza.
Influenza.
So it looks like the government's prepping for an influenza pandemic.
Why are we surprised? He says cynically. Unbelievable. We'll talk more on the other side. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. John Fleetwood continues with us after the break. Right now, we're looking at just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Talking with John Fleetwood of johnfleetwood.com, and he's laid out, you know, what's going on here. John, I think, you know, we talked with you and we talked with, you know, Dr. Bartlett as well, and estimated before, based on your research and investigative reporting, allegedly there's like 9 pandemics that are in the queue getting ready. So, you know, these on the left that want to scare the hell out of us one more time and get us to, you know, comply because we've, you know, if you didn't get the vaccine before, you know, sooner or later they're going to find some way to compel you, you know, to make you have that jab or whatever else, because they're large and in charge and they've got all the power. And this is why I'm saying, America, this is not the America you grew up with. This is really, you know, this is over the top. And this is an extension. This is the deeper revelation of what Barack Obama talked about when he talked about the fundamental transformation of America. You're starting to see it. How do you like the first black president now? And I don't mean to put it in racist terms, but, you know, everybody was, oh, you know, his first black president, we're going to, you know, be at peace. We're finally going to get this slavery issue and all this other racism behind us because we've elected Barack Obama. You know, this is kind of like a voting reparations or something, you know, whatever people contrived in their brains and had hoped for. And it was just the opposite. What you did was you elected somebody who hated the country, did not respect our history, and has done everything he can to dismantle the foundational issues, including our Constitution. And this is somebody who was supposedly a constitutional professor, wasn't he, John?
And that's what people need to understand, that just because there's a politician who has been elected, you know, I'll put that in quotes, they've been elected mm-hmm. to U.S. politics, doesn't mean they actually have the U.S. best intentions in mind. Dinesh D'Souza pointed out that, I think rightfully so, that Barack Obama was an anti-colonialist, which is just mm-hmm. another way of saying a cultural Marxist. Just right. He was actually against America and doing everything to undermine American
exactly.
sovereignty, American supremacy. So that, and that's just what we call the deep state. Now, the deep mm-hmm. state, when people would talk about the deep state, it used to be that that was a conspiracy theory. But now you've even got the New York Times, or maybe it was Washington Post, one of those top, you know, leftist newspapers who are now saying not just that the deep state exists, but now they're saying it's awesome. And that's what mm-hmm. they usually do. They usually deny stuff that the quote unquote conspiracy theorists are saying. They deny it first and then they go and accept it. But then the left puts their own spin on it. So now they're saying mm-hmm. the deep state is really awesome. Because why? Because the deep state is against Donald Trump. That's what they're saying. So,
well, yeah, and freedom-loving Americans, I mean, Americans who believe in the First Amendment. And we've got a Supreme Court judge who says the other day that what is the problem? You know, why shouldn't the government have control over speech? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is a Supreme Court justice making this statement. The same woman, I guess I can still refer to her as a woman, maybe I'm offending her, because she doesn't know what the difference, she doesn't even know the definition of a woman.
Right. Right. And they want to suppress free speech because of people like you who tell the truth unapologetically, and people like me who will point out mm-hmm. in these big bills that this spending bill was 1,012 pages. Over 1,000 pages, and they only gave Congress and the American people one day to read over this.
Not even a day. It was late at night, last night, that they rolled it out. I mean, you didn't even get a full day for it.
Well, I found on around page 500, so buried right in the middle of the bill, they allocate this over $250 million for an influenza pandemic. And here's what I'm saying, Bill. And I want your readers to hear what I'm saying. The U.S. has been already conducting dangerous gain-of-function experiments on H5N1 influenza. Mm-hmm. They've been developing a vaccine for influenza. And now, in this spending bill, they're anticipating an influenza pandemic.
Right.
So now they're asking for all of this money mm-hmm. in preparation for a future influenza pandemic.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because, Bill, it's influenza that they mentioned. It's not just any pandemic that they ask for this money for.
Right.
It's for
exactly.
a future influenza. They name it. It's an influenza pandemic. Why is that? I think they mention influenza more than they talk about COVID in this 1,000-seat bill.
Because they know what's in the makeup of this gain of function recipe that they're putting together, which you know, of course, it came and went. You know, Rand Paul argued about the gain of function, what was going on at the Wuhan laboratory, and then we find out no, there's places here in America that we've also outsourced in other countries, you know, gain of function research as well. And here America is paying for it, and we're participating in this revised form of biological warfare, right? And weaponization of biology.
I want to raise the question, because the mainstream's not going to do it. But I'm seeing all the pieces here, and I'm going to raise the question, is the deep state planning something? Some people think that COVID was released intentionally on the people. Some people think that the COVID vaccine was intentionally deadly. A lot of people think that, not just me, but doctors way up there, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Zev Zelenko, and all these other doctors who are saying this. So it's not just me. So I want to look forward and say, are they trying to do this again with influenza? Because we can't forget, but what about Tuskegee?
Yes.
People forget. African-American men were left untreated for syphilis without their knowledge over several decades. Bill Clinton ended up coming out and apologizing for that. There were experiments on disabled individuals and prison inmates. They gave hepatitis to mental patients. They injected cancer cells into chronically ill people without informed consent. There were various other experiments exposing prisoners to the pandemic pandemic flu virus in Maryland and influenza. So they actually exposed people to viruses. The government did.
Yeah.
The quote-unquote deep state, without telling them about it. This has happened before, and your mainstream media doesn't tell you this stuff.
Right.
And so but because we know that about the past, and then what happened with COVID, I look at what's going on with the USDA doing gain-of-function on influenza, making a vaccine for influenza, bird flu in the news right now, and now in the spending bill, over a quarter of $1 billion for a future influenza pandemic. I wonder. I'm just asking the question.
Yeah. What do they know that we don't? Right.
Exactly. What?
I mean, it's the same. It's the same thing. Like, what's his name with the Twin Towers? Right. He in the first part of 2001. He renegotiates an insurance policy for the Twin Towers, and suddenly he decides to put in the event of the towers being hit by an airplane. Well, that had never been part of the insurance before, but in January or February of that year, he added that clause, that condition, to the insurance policy, and then here we are, what, 8-9 months later. Boom! You know, we've got planes hitting the towers, and of course, when he went to collect, they said, "Okay, we're going to pay you." And he says, "Oh, but you got to pay me twice because there were two planes and two towers."
Yeah, Silverman or Silverstein.
Yeah, right.
That,
something like that.
Whoever
right,
owned that building.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff with 9/11. It's the towers, they fell at freefall speed. The steel that melted from jet fuel.
No,
doesn't burn that high.
I had the top construction designer, you know, number one in the country, on the air with me back then. He said, "Bill, it's impossible. There's no way."
Yes.
And totally refuted the government's findings that those buildings would go down in a matter of hours. And then, what was it, several years later, can't remember what, in Europe or something, there was a building that was burning for weeks on end, a multi-story building. And you go, okay, what's the matter? Is their steel stronger than American steel that they're building? No, it's just that's what happens. Unbelievable. John Fleetwood, as always, appreciate you. Go to johnfleetwood.com for more information.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East on Thursday. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Wall Street closed as stocks higher Thursday. Stocks have been boosted thanks to the Federal Reserve indicating 3 rate cuts are still likely to come later on this year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Happy Friday to you. I'm telling you, this is it is incredible what's happening to Donald Trump, right? I mean, you know, violation of our Eighth Amendment, but who cares about the Constitution? New York doesn't. Letitia James, a government official, an attorney, a district attorney. This is just so unconscionable what's going on and what they're doing to Donald Trump. And as I mentioned with Dr. John Zemerick from thestream.org this morning, is that nobody has paused to even think for a moment all the good things that Donald Trump has done for New York. And I get it. I know there's some people who complain, and I've met and have spoken with them, that are very passionate. In fact, they had done some business with Donald Trump and said that he was unfair. And maybe for them, they feel like, okay, there's a little bit of justice that's being exercised here. I don't know the whole story, you know, but there was an accusation made that supposedly with some people that he had done some construction and done some work, on some of his properties. They were either underpaid or not paid, because of bankruptcy or one other story or another. And they've, have resented that. So maybe they're celebrating this. But, you know, as citizens of this country, we can't allow this to happen. Hey, we hear Jeff Cruer, my good buddy from Louisiana, in the background. And, hey, we're ready to join up our audiences. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, and like you, I'm seeing what's going on here in this country, and it's really come down to, I never thought we would be at this point, where we're on the brink of a real revolution that's been orchestrated by the left, by the deep state, who has this pitting us Americans who believe in the Constitution one against the other. It really is us against them, and as I see it, it's almost, in a way, it parallels what's going on in Israel, Jeff, because you have a part of Israel that doesn't want the Jews to exist anymore, right? And they want it, just want them off the face of the earth. Well, guess what? You know, Peter Strzok, Hillary Clinton, referred to those that weren't in lockstep with the left and the Democratic Party as deplorables, and they don't want us to exist. They want to take over everything. A country that was built on the principles that you and I believe in, Judeo-Christian principles, the Constitution of the United States, they want us out of here, and they want to take over full control. So, you know, for anybody that's left behind in this country, you're going to have a choice. You're going to be incarcerated worse than Peter Navarro or any of the January 6 people, and they're going to get you to comply one way or another. You're going to have to take the jab. You're going to have to be in lockstep with them, and if you're not echoing their sentiments, then you're out of the club. Go ahead.
And you're going to have to drive an EV. You're going to have to follow all these climate change dictates. You're going to have to, of course, support big government with higher taxes. You're going to have to go along with their open border policies and allow this country to be continually invaded. So we can say goodbye to our language, goodbye to you know, our traditions, our history here. Education will continue to suffer. Our nation's health will continue to suffer. We'll see more people dying of drug overdoses. The economy is going to suffer as Bidenomics is deadly for the economy. And we'll continue to focus on other nations more than this nation. And
exactly.
You know, we are in desperate straits here, and this election is coming at a crucial time, because we cannot afford to lose this. We cannot afford to have more of Bidenomics and Biden policies. Our country can't stand it. So this is the time to make it too big to rig, to swamp them, and show Biden and all of these leftists what we really think about their policies. And I'd love to see this election, Bill, be won for the first time in many, many years for the Republican presidential candidate to not only win the presidency and the electoral vote, but also to win the popular vote. That would be a real statement.
Well, it would be. But again, as you said, you know, the left is doing everything they can to rig. In fact, according to Rasmussen, his latest polling here in interviewing elites, you know, that element of the country that think they know better than everybody else, 67% of them agree that it's OK to cheat. You know, ends justify the means. They feel it's okay. I mean, they're not even covert about it anymore. They just flat out they have no shame, Jeff. Mm-hmm. They just say it's okay to cheat.
Right.
That's what this is kind of what we're up against, you know.
And they're open about the fact that they're trying to buy votes by forgiving student loans. I mean, they're upfront.
That's been a tried and true tradition for the Democratic Party. They go to the Treasury, they go and get our money.
Yeah.
They rob from the Treasury our money to buy votes. I mean, what a scam! And they've been getting away with this forever.
Yeah.
And the Republicans who are supposed to represent us, right? Where's their voice? What are they saying?
You know, they're so weak, so pitiful. There's so few fighters. And that's another thing about this invasion that we're seeing. All of this is about gaming the system for the Democrats, because we know a percentage of these people are going to vote illegally. We don't know how many, but there's going to be a percentage of them. But they're counted in the census.
Of course.
So
look what happened in California.
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They'll give the Democrats a lock on Congress by changing the House of Representatives. So all these illegals coming in will bolster these states. They'll have more members of Congress, and that'll be Democrat seats, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, with all this, you know, as you write about in your latest column, you know, this migration is taking place. It's interesting because, you know, we have migration from all these countries. I mean, over 160 countries. People are migrating.
Right.
They're abandoning their countries because of the, you know, the rank corruption that's taking place, you know, for lots of reasons. And here we are, even here domestically, you've got a migration of people leaving blue states. But, you know, what I'm saying to you, okay, fine, I kind of get it why you left a blue state. I left California 13 years ago. But, you know, this thing is a disease. It's a cancer. And, you know, okay, so you're going to leave a blue state, and you think that just because you come to, you know, Florida or something, everything's going to be hunky-dory. Guess what? This thing's a cancer. It doesn't stop at the border. It's going to come in and invade. If we don't plant a pole in the sand at some point and say, this is it, that we can't go any further with this. This is nonsense. You know, the kind of things, the weaponization of our government and all the three-letter agencies against we the people, this has got to stop, Jeff. We can't allow this to go any further.
No, and now's the perfect time to do it with this upcoming election. And what I'm hoping folks across the country will realize, and what I wrote about in all these different blue states, these blue cities, mm-hmm. it's a disaster in all of them. Bad economy, homelessness, blight, drugs, crime, horrible infrastructure. You've got businesses fleeing there because they don't work. These policies don't work. Mm-hmm. And on a national level, they haven't worked under Bidenomics. They fail. And look internationally, Bill. Mm-hmm. Cuba's not doing well. Venezuela is not doing well. North Korea's not doing well. So mm-hmm. the policies don't work. So that's what I hope some of these voters who have been voting them in time and time again will wake up and realize, hey, we got to do something different. We can't keep voting in these Democrats that have been failing us.
You see, this is why the left is going nuts, because you've got so many blacks going to Trump right now for that exact reason that you're talking about. Hispanics, the same way, for the exact reason that the policies that have been enacted by Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, they've pulverized these communities, and they don't believe their lying eyes anymore. They believe their wallet. They're seeing the reality of what's going on, what these policies are done have done to their kids, you know, here they are, you know, promoting abortions like crazy, even though we've got Roe v. Wade. Right. I mean, they're championing the cause, and you know that's going to be a big wedge issue. And as if that's not enough, then they want your kids so that they can carve off body parts.
They can't sell their policies there. Their policies fail, so they're going to try to sell abortion. They're going to try to demonize Donald Trump. I'm hoping and praying it's not going to work. People will see through it and realize, hey, they got to vote their pocketbook. It's the economy, stupid. Who's better for the economy? Who's better for peace and prosperity? Who's better for our borders?
Exactly.
And that's Donald Trump, Bill.
We must unite, Jeff Carrere, whatever's left.
Find
Thank you, buddy.
What you love, love what you find. Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and good to have you with us. We've also got the one and only Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. Adam, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I love this season, this liturgical season that we're in. We're into the final weeks of Lent, getting ready to celebrate the most important Christian holiday in the history of man. Easter Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could have an interesting theological conversation about Christmas and Easter, but, you know, Easter is when Jesus died on the cross for us. He gave it all, and I think in some ways it really is the pinnacle of the liturgical season.
Well, and it's a time, in a sense, to kind of hit the reset button.
Right.
You know, the Lenten season is that. It's a time for, you know, penance, almsgiving, a time when we look outside of ourselves in terms of, you know, how do we serve? How can we be better servants and follow the example of the humility of Jesus Christ, who though he was God, came as man to take on our sins? And when you really press into that concept, and in fact, I was mentioning to somebody else here, you know Jim Caviezel, like I know Jim Caviezel. Uh-huh. We've been able to talk with him and interview and hear his story. And one of the things I'm sure he shared with you as well was that, during the filming, you know, of course, during the scourging scene, which is so incredible, 20 minutes of the scourging, it's so hard to watch. And and Caviezel had body armor. He said, Bill, I had body armor on, so I was protected. Although at one point, one of the whips got under the body armor and came in direct contact with my body. And he said, it just like turned me inside out, just that one strike. And he said, I just couldn't imagine what our Lord went through and the many strikes. And this week especially, I thought for a moment, you know, yes, we see movies whenever they go through the scourging scenes. You know, these actors are protected with body armor. Jesus wasn't. There was no protection. I mean, he was so scourged and so beaten and disfigured. He was beyond recognition, is what some reports say, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. And I think the thing that is difficult to get our brains around, Bill, is that on one hand, the Passion of the Christ is it's so staggeringly violent. And some have said, was it too violent? You know, was there, did it go too far? But from what we know about the scourging, especially, it still probably may not have gone far enough. And it's by far the one that is the most historically accurate. And so, yeah, you can ask the question of whether you need to see that level of realism. But the reality is, yeah, Jesus was so disfigured we couldn't recognize him. And, I mean, the other thing is, if you look into the history of it, many people didn't survive the scourging. Like, that in and itself ended up being a de facto execution for many people because you're just getting flayed alive.
And, exactly.
And it's almost... it's hard to get our head around. I was thinking about Jesus movies this morning, and there's an oddball one that probably not many people have seen, and it's not without its share of questions. It's called The Young Messiah, and it's based on the Anne Rice book, Christ the Lord. She grew up Catholic, did the vampire thing, had a sort of brief renaissance in her faith for a couple of years, and now I think has drifted back maybe out of the fold. I'm not exactly sure where she's at. I don't want to misrepresent things. But she wrote this book called Christ the Lord that imagined Jesus' life when he was young. And certainly there's all kinds of dramatic license being taken here. But the scene that I remember the most, and this gets to what we're talking about, is that Jesus and Mary and Joseph are riding on a donkey, and they're going down a road, and there are literally crosses with people being crucified on them, like telephone poles for as far as you can see. And so, you know, we tend to think of the crucifixion as, well, that's how Jesus died. But this was a Roman form of execution that was not just execution. It was a way of keeping the population in check. Like, yes, they executed these people publicly, constantly, to show you, here's what happens if you get out of line, right?
Constantly and excruciatingly.
And excruciating. And Jesus would have seen that for his entire life. You know, what Jesus was going to, it would not have been a surprise to him. Let's put it that way.
Well, he was sweating blood in Gethsemane, asking God, can you take this cup from me? I mean, he knew where he was heading. And to be the perfect sacrifice, the needed sacrifice for our sins. You know, it's interesting, you know, people say, well, did it go too far? Well, maybe the question is, did our sin go too far?
Well, right. I mean, it's one of the only films that I think it doesn't sanitize things, right? You know, you and I grew up, though this is a strange comparison, but work with me. You know, I grew up in Rat Patrol. The TV show Rat Patrol about World War II was still in syndication, and it was in black and white, and you got these guys zipping around the desert in Jeeps shooting people, right? And in those old World War II movies, somebody gets shot, they fall down, they die. And then, you know, Steven Spielberg comes along and does Saving Private Ryan, and the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan ought to completely reset your understanding of the reality of war. You know, in some ways, I think The Passion of the Christ does the same thing. It grounds our understanding of the horror of crucifixion in a way that perhaps we've never experienced before. And again, I'm not saying go out and watch it. It's an R-rated film for a reason, and I think, you know, especially for younger kids, I probably would think twice on that one. But when they're old enough to have a conversation about it, it's a movie that stays with you. I mean,
you can't unsee it. Exactly, you're right. Where I've been in showings of The Passion, people walk out. They can't handle the 20-minute scourging. They literally, it's so overwhelming for them. But it's one of those things that, yes, I think in some cases we do need to have our eyes open and our understanding to say, you know, God, what were you going through as his father, watching your only begotten son being mistreated by these stiff-necked, people, and your son is there only, and he's only done good. He's healed the sick. He's gave sight to the blind. He delivered people from leprosy. I mean, on and on. He only He only came and did good. This is by prescription. This is what you said he was going to do the first time. And he came and fulfilled his mission and saved us and saved us from our sin. For those of us who are willing to bend our knee to Jesus and humbly admit that we are sinners and we need that sacrifice. We need the cross in order to gain entrance into eternity with our Holy Father.
Yeah, that is exactly right, Bill, and I think it's a time of year to reflect on that, to think on that, and I think, obviously, at Plugged In, we deal with movies. You know, we've talked about some of the best Jesus movies there. I think the best of these films can help us understand that reality, perhaps in a deeper way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And give us a perspective on the magnitude and how staggering Jesus' sacrifice was, and as horrible as the physical suffering was to have our sin placed upon him and to be separated from God, the spiritual suffering, you know, as much as our finite human brains can understand it, was likely worse than the physical suffering.
Well, that moment when he says, "Father, where are you?
Yeah.
Why have you forsaken me?
I mean,
it's hard for us to comprehend, but here is a holy God, the Holy Son of God, who has his entire existence has been one with the Father. And suddenly there's this anomaly that comes into his sphere. He's no longer connected to the Father.
Yeah.
Because the Father cannot bear to look on him because the Lamb of God has taken on our sin.
Yeah. Well, even this conversation, just thinking about it, I think the challenge of the Easter season, Bill, for all of us, is to stop, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, oh, this weekend, this moment, this day, it's not like the other days. It's an invitation to reflect on this gift that Jesus did this on our behalf, for you, for me, for everyone who hears and accepts that message, right? And I think sometimes in the hustle and bustle of deadlines and busyness and you got to do this and there's pressure with this and this blew up and you have to go fix it, we race through our days. And the Holy Week, it gives us an invitation to maybe pause. And so I guess I would say in the next week, if you have a moment to pause, maybe that means going to a Good Friday service. I know there are lots of those, or obviously an Easter Sunday service where we celebrate the resurrection. Man, I would commend that to you if at all possible.
Well, the Bible talks about a Selah moment, right?
Yes.
And that's when you pause and you meditate. You can do that anywhere. It doesn't need to be in a church building. It can be in the privacy of your own prayer closet, wherever. Just to pause for a moment and really press into the significance of the Holy Week. And maybe in the process, Adam, that you're able to capture maybe a holy moment.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? A holy moment that just draws you closer to God and that, you know, not only humbles you, but where you just naturally praise God with thankfulness for, you know, for what Jesus did for us.
Yep. Amen.
That's our prayer. Amen.
Amen, Bill.
Adam Holtz, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Check it out for all the details. Thank you, Adam. Take care. God bless.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.